This is the translation for the Reis Gestae, chapters 34 and 35. So I'll read a little bit of the Latin, give a translation, and then at the very end I'll go back and read you the entire translation for each chapter. Starting with In consulatu sexto et septimo, in my sixth and seventh consulships, postquam bella civilia extinxit Rome, after I had extinguished the civil wars, per consensum universorum potitus rerum omnium, and through universal consent, when I was in complete control of things, so that potitus is to have control over, and it's usually used with a genitive. So through universal consent, having gained control of all things, rem publicam transtuli, I transferred the republic, ex mea potestate, from my power, in senatus populique Romani arbitrium, into the dominion of the Senate and the people of Rome. Quo pro merito meo, for this service of mine, senatus consultu, by decree of Senate, Augustus appellatus sum, I was named Augustus. Et laureis postes aerium mearum vestiti publicae, the door posts of my house were publicly wreathed or adorned with laurel wreaths, with laurels, with the wreaths, meaning victory. Corona quae civica superianum meam fixa est, and a civic crown was affixed, was put up over my door, et clupius aureus in curia Julia positus, and a golden shield was placed in the curia Julia, quem, which, mihi senatum populumque Romanum dore, which was given to me by the Senate and the people of Rome. Now, actually, when you translate this, the Senate and the people are the subject. So you could say, which the Senate and the Roman people gave to me. And then you've got causa with all of these genitives in front of it. Virtutis, clementiaeque, justitia, pietatis, on account of my courage and clemency and justice and piety. Testatum est per eius clupiae inscriptionem, as attested, as testified by the inscription of this shield. Post it auctoritate omnibus praestiti, after this time I excelled all in influence. Altum, however, potestatis nihilo amplius habui, I had no more power quam certeri than the rest, than the others, qui mihi quoque in magistratu collegiae fuerunt, who were my colleagues in several magistries. So that quoque there is not actually also. It goes with the magistratu, in several different offices. All right, so that's chapter 34. So I'm going to run back through it one more time and just give the best translation that I can. In the sixth and seventh consulships, after I had extinguished the civil wars, and through universal consent, having gained control of all things, I transferred the Republic from my power into the domination of the Senate and the people of Rome. For which service of mine, you could say for this service of mine, I was named Augustus by decree of Senate, and the doorposts of my house were publicly adorned with laurels, and a civic crown was affixed over my door, and a golden shield was set in the Curia Julia, which, as testified by the inscription of this shield, the Senate and the Roman people gave to me on account of my virtue and clemency and justice and piety. After this time, I excelled all in influence, though I possessed no more power than others who were my colleagues and the several magistrates. All right, so that's chapter 34. Moving to chapter 35. Tertium decimum consulatum cum garibam. So when I was managing my 13th consulship, Senatus et equister ordo populusque Romanus universos, the Senate and the equestrian order and the entire Roman people appellavit me patriam patriae, called me or named me father of the country. It's a very high honor. Idque in vestibulo idium mearum escribendum. And let's see, we got to find our verb. It's all the way at the end. So sensuit, and voted or resolved that id, that this, should be inscribed in the vestibule of my house. Et in Curia Julia, and in the Curia Julia, et in Foro Augusto, and in the Augustan Forum. Sub quadrigis, under the chariot. Quae mihi ex senatu consulatu positae sunt, which had been placed for me by decree of Senate. Cum scripsi haec, when I wrote these things, annum agebam septuagensumum sextum, I was living my 76th year. All right, so one more time, chapter 35. When I was managing my 13th consulship, the Senate, the equestrian order, and the whole Roman people called me father of the country and voted this must be inscribed or should be inscribed in the vestibule of my house and in the Julian Curia and in the Augustan Forum below the chariot, which had been placed for me by decree of Senate. When I wrote these things, I was passing my 76th year. All right, so this is the very end. We talked about the appendix already and how it probably wasn't written by Augustus, and the fact that it just really summarized everything from the Res Gestae and everything that he had done for Rome. So when you're reading over your notes, we're going to discuss the difference between all the different powers that he's using in this last couple chapters, especially chapter 34. He uses potestas, auctoritas, imperium. There's so many different types of power. What do each of them mean? So we're going to talk about that. Read your notes. Use your vocabulary. Make sure that if you have any questions about the translation, that you talk to me.